Body and Mind welcomes Jessica Sohanpal to our platform. We are chatting to Jessica all the way from Holland, and she will be introducing us to a new personal development program called The Game of Gifts. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Darren. Thank you for this opportunity.
Most welcome, Jessica. So, Jessica, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and what are you all about?
I was given the name Jessica Sohanpal, born in South America, Suriname, a small country to the north of Brazil. And as Suriname was over 300 years a Dutch colony, my native language is Dutch. So as you all know, Afrikaans originates from Dutch. Mm-hmm. My home country is Holland, and I live here since 1985.
Oh, divine. Thank you very much, Jessica. So you're here to introduce us to Game of Gifts. Please tell us about it. What is it all about?
So first of all, I want to talk about the effect the Game of Gifts had on me, on myself, on my own life. And at a certain point in my life, I became aware that my life was not fulfilling. I was a good mother, a friend, a wife, an employee, with a nice house, a car, and everything. And still, there was that little voice in me that was chasing me and telling me that I was not living my life as meant to be. And I suppose you know what I'm talking about. I think everybody has, at a certain point in their life, such a feeling. Mm-hmm. So one day I was invited by a friend to go and attend a weekend workshop about talent. That weekend, I was introduced to the Game of Gifts. I did the workshop, and after that, I gained so much insight into my inner world, my own kingdom, that I couldn't afford to make essential decisions in my life. One of them was to quit my job and to follow my heart. Wow. And because of the Game of Gifts, I discovered my mission in life, to help other people to learn about themselves and how to make use of their talents and skills. And since 2004, I've given a lot of classes as well as individual sessions to hundreds of clients about personal growth and development. And one of the most profound tools I make use of is the Game of Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Darren.
Wow, okay. So where does the Game of Gifts come from?
The creator of the game is Willem Glaudemans. Willem is a multi-talented person who has his roots in art, psychology, philosophy, and spirituality. The method is based on the symbolic psychology of Carl Gustav Jung, joined together with many elements of classical philosophy and spirituality. So the story begins 24 years ago, when Willem began to feel that even though he had many talents, they seemed to be in conflict with each other. He felt a lack of direction in his life and couldn't decide what to do, whether to be an artist, a writer, a teacher, or something else. So one evening, when his family was asleep, he sat at his kitchen table and wrote down his talents on little cards. And after some time, he began to recognize patterns and connections between them, which gave him new insight into his life. And that gave him inspiration to further develop the game. He worked on it by himself for 2 years, then further refined it with family and friends for another 4 years. So he came to believe that everybody has a mission in life, which is in turn supported by 12 talents. He gave each of the talents a title based on archetypal drawings for many sources, including psychology and anthropology and modern interpretation. So he was able to bring all these ways of understandings together. And after he successfully used the game for himself, he was able to spread it all over Holland, where there are now 200 certified coaches, including myself, and we are introducing the game around the world now. And it's my, I'm so thankful that I can introduce the game in South Africa. That is one of my favorite countries. Mm-hmm. And I have lived here in South Africa for 4 years. So I'm back in Holland, but I still feel I have a mission to fulfill in South Africa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jessica. So with my understanding of how the Game of Gifts works, it's a self-development process to help us find our inner purpose, to help us search for those talents. Would you agree that a lot of people don't know what their talents are or feel that they don't have a talent?
Yes, that's very right, because most of the time we live to the expectations of others, of parents who want you to be a doctor or a lawyer, as in my case. I studied law, but mm-hmm. not because I wanted to study law, because it was the wish of my father. Uh-huh. And during the years and my own personal development, I came to the conclusion that my main purpose in life is to support others to find their mission in life. Mm-hmm. But I came to that insight when I was 40.
Wow.
So it took a lot of time, but I'm so happy that I'm doing now. I'm following my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also the message that I want to give, not that I want to give, but to let people follow their heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now, Jessica, please explain a little bit about how the Game of Gifts actually works. Is it a board game? Is it a journaling process? Can you briefly explain what the process is about?
The game is what I said earlier, is based on the idea that each of us has a mission in life.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us have been given the necessary talents to accomplish that mission. And when we can put our talents to use and contribute to the larger whole, we will be given everything that we need and become truly happy. Mm-hmm. So, first, the game begins with we make use of the metaphor of a kingdom, where we use a king or a queen who represents our kingdom. And in this kingdom, we have our talents working for us. So there are talent cards. You choose 12 talents out of the stack. And after that, you place it on the first board. We call it the life board. And the next phase is to place the cards on the tree of life. And the tree of life represents, it's in fact the blueprint of your soul. What is this, what is your mission in life? And mm-hmm. When placing the cards on the tree of life, it all comes to the surface.
Okay. So now, Jessica, how does the Game of Gifts differ from other personal development systems?
The game is different from other development systems because it starts from within. And mm-hmm. it tells you nothing that is not already here. So it connects you with qualities you already know you have and doesn't need to convince you of anything because you play this game with yourself. And the other systems are mostly based on extrinsic systems. So they work to convince you how you are or what your talents are. The game is an intrinsic system and it allows you to have an authentic experience because everything starts from an intrinsic basis.
I like that idea when you say you can play the game with yourself. That's quite interesting
Yes.
because you really can tune into yourself and dive within yourself to find your own true calling.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
Thank you very much for your time, Jessica. I really appreciate it. Now, you have a South African ambassador here. Who is he and how can he be contacted for more information?
The ambassador in he is based in the Cape Town area. His name is Dirk de Vries. You can either connect to him by email or telephone. The number is written on our site. It's called gameofgifts.co.za.
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you again for your time. We look forward to hearing more about the Game of Gifts. Take care,
You're welcome,
Jessica.
Darren. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jessica.
Bye.